Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We're in a new series called My Story, and the main idea of this series is history is God's story. And in this series, we're looking at someone's story in the Bible, while also looking at a story from the life of our church, from a couple or individual from the life of our church. And we've kind of been trying to see how God not only uses the stories of others from long ago written down in the scriptures, but also how God wants to use our story today. This week at the Westerville campus, we looked at Colossians 4 and the final greetings that Paul gives at the conclusion of his letter. And it's really just a bunch of names that we don't really know, much less know how to pronounce. And it's passages like this that we're often, I think, tempted to bypass in our reading and our study. We don't have a lot of information about them. It just kind of mentions them. And we're definitely outsiders when it comes to this part of the passage, because we just don't know the people. And the Bible does little more than mention them. So what do you do with something like this? Well, I think we would be wrong to simply pass over verses like this altogether. And with a little bit of study, you can usually find out more about these people than you thought possible. There's actually a lot of power in these verses. For instance, Tychicus is the first person that Paul mentions in his ending to his letter. Now, if you're looking for a good, strong boy baby name, I recommend Tychicus to you, right? Who doesn't want to call that name out in the front yard for the neighborhood to hear? But scholars believe that Tychicus was the letter carrier for Paul, that he actually carried the letter of to the Colossian church for Paul. Paul wrote the letter. He probably dictated it, had somebody write it, and then he was in prison. So he couldn't take the letter, so Tychicus took it and delivered it because Paul couldn't visit the church in person. So he had letter carriers that would distribute these letters to the churches. There's actually a group of these letters called prison epistles or prison letters. And I love this for a couple of different reasons. First of all, we all have a part to play in the kingdom of God. Like, we all have a role to play. In the kingdom of God, in the church, all of our stories matter. The whole body of Christ is needed to do the work of Christ in the world, every one of us. But I think we also need to see not only that all of us have a role to play, but really no role is more important than the next. We need each other. Paul is obviously writing what would ultimately be recognized as scripture, which is of great importance. But without the person to actually write the letter for Paul, and without Tychicus to actually deliver the letter for Paul, you have to wonder if we would even be talking about this right at this moment. Without Tychicus hand-delivering these letters, not only would the original audience not be able to read them, but we probably wouldn't be able to read them either. Now listen, God is sovereign. And could he have provided another way for Paul's letters to make it out to the churches and to the world? Absolutely. But God chooses people and uses people. And we have these letters because of people like Tychicus. And I think we need to realize that there aren't just that many Pauls in human history. In fact, there's just one. There have been over 40 biblical authors, just 40. Out of the 117 estimated billion people that have ever been born, only 40 people contributed to the Bible. So the odds are that we will not do what Paul did, right? The odds are slim to none that we will be an Apostle Paul, but it doesn't mean that we can't do what Tychicus did. And it doesn't mean that what Tychicus did was not important. We are reading this passage. We read it on Sunday. We were teaching it on Sunday on every campus in our church. Because of Tychicus, any of us can do the work of a letter carrier. All of us have a part to play in the kingdom of God, and it's the ordinary people in God's kingdom doing ordinary things working together that I believe God uses to accomplish and bring about extraordinary results. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Please come back for more episodes. Lord, thank you that we all have a part to play in your kingdom. Thank you that we all have something to contribute. Sometimes, from our perspective, it might feel small or ordinary, but you make a habit of using a community of ordinary people in extraordinary ways because of your Spirit and work in and through our lives. Lord, would you use us to be one such community? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord, Lord, what do I have and what do you want me to do to expand your kingdom?